French police are looking for a dead body an Ivorian man says he saw while crossing the Alps from Italy. With border police pushing back hundreds of refugees and migrants every day, it's forced them to resort to a more dangerous route. But many attempts fail due to bad weather and police patrolling in the mountains using drones. Those pushed back return to a shelter run by an Italian priest.
I heard that someone has died there, found someone died in the mountain. But yes, I'm so sorry for this. But
it doesn't stop you?
Yeah, it doesn't stop you. If something like this stop me.
Amin is planning to leave the same evening using a route he downloaded from an app. The shelter can barely cope with the large number of people from Africa and the Middle East arriving every day.
More people arriving means more people to take care of, and we can't give them the attention they need. If there are fewer people, we can talk to them and give them some hope. But when there are 100 people here, we can just give them some pasta, a shower, and a bed.
The shelter provides warm clothes to help them cope with often freezing temperatures. Amin left Morocco 2 years ago and has faced violence traveling on the so-called Balkan route from Turkey.
Alhamdulillah, but we need a better life. We come here to change my life. We don't come here to... We have food in Morocco, we have everything, but we need better life.
Their journey through the Alps can see them passing peaks as high as 2,000 meters. It's a difficult and sometimes dangerous route, but those crossing have been traveling for months and even years to reach this point and have seen much more dangerous situations.
A prayer before the journey begins. Amin wants to go to Paris to start working in food delivery, but he'll need to cross the Alps first. He gets separated from the others and will now have to make the 8 to 10 hour hike alone. A message the next morning. He has made it. We meet him in France. The journey was much more difficult than he expected.
It was so tired. It's not easy, and when I start, I talk with myself. I tell why I go to take this way for it, for what? For this, for money. It's not good.
Would you do it again?
It's my life. I risk in my life. You know, it's dangerous.
He quickly tries to get to Paris to start his new life. Expectations are that in the coming months, many more will cross these mountains, not knowing what their future will hold. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, in Briançon.